The wind farm will be located on 2,200 acres of farmland in northern Illinois and will feature 34 262-foot turbines. Illinois Wind Energy and the Thoman Power Corporation will spend more than $55 million to develop the 51-megawatt farm. ComEd will purchase its entire output of electricity. Commercial wind farms have already become a common part of the landscape in other Midwestern states, but in Illinois, some state officials have felt there just wasn't enough wind to make it a viable source of energy here. A recent U.S. Department of Energy study found that there's more wind in Illinois than state officials first thought. Stephen Noe, president of Illinois Wind Energy, says his company has 3 years of wind data that proves the project will be economically viable.
Usually wind is measured between Class 1 and Class 7. Class 7 is the best, Class 1 is the worst. This site is at Class 4, which is pretty good. And the early maps would never have predicted that you would obtain Class 4.
As its turbines spin, the farm will send electricity through a substation to ComEd's power grid. The Crescent Ridge Wind Power Project is scheduled to be completed in mid-2003. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Jay Field.